summer may well be my one true love. If December is the delightfully lusty period of courtship, then January is the height of the affair. February, I'm not ready to think about the morning after, just yet. He is a bit kinky. He can slap me with his sunburn and sting me with his blue bottles, but I don't care. I will always want this. Spring, autumn, and winter shake their heads in disapproval, but I ignore their remonstrations. I am happy to be used and abused. Summer is the perfect partner. He brings joy to my family, who also know his mischievous ways. But like me, they find no fault. You two are perfect together, they croon. Who wouldn't forgive those unnameable blue eyes, that sandy grin, and that cheeky laugh that rises and falls? Knowing just the right time for a relieving chuckle, and sometimes, while reflecting, to be silent. Summer and I reminisce. He recalls memories of me as a teenager, living near the local caravan park and the bounty of P-plate drivers, surfboards firmly attached to roofs. I laugh it off. I'm older now. I could quite easily be those boys' mother. Summer has nothing to worry about. My eyes are only for him. I think Summer subscribes to the treat 'em mean, keep 'em keen theory. It's paradoxical that at the same time as he bestows upon me his finest kiss, he chops up the waters with his howling nor'easters, making surf conditions admittedly terrible. While I appreciate winter's smooth offshore moves, Summer and his sloppy one-foot dribble is far more exciting. I'm jealous of Summer. He can come, do what he likes, and disappear, unjudged. Everyone loves him. He's the best guy to have at the bar. I've watched boys and men like this all my life, but Summer is the best. Others would say I am only one of many in his eyes. I refuse to believe them. What we have is real. He is my one. No one gets me like he does.
Ha 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 ha!